Hey, you're listening to Raglan Community Radio, and on the line I've got Jacqueline from the Old School for the last chat of the year. Jacqueline, welcome to the show.
Kia ora, Aaron. Yeah, Merry Christmas and happy festivities ahead.
Yes, it's a little bit frantic at the moment, last week of work, and I'm sure it is for you. But let's have a look at what's happening for you guys. I guess you're not actually doing much for a couple of weeks at this point.
No, that's right, because generally most people, artists and everyone that is in town, are just wanting to have a rest and, you know, be around and celebrating with whānau and friends and just have a rest, really, and take that time out. So, and we have in the past, actually, at Christmas time, have tried doing, Christmas movies and music events and different other things, but, yeah, the reality is that, it's just quite quiet. Because people that are in town are busy going to the beach or just eating lots of food, you know, but just between that Christmas and that sort of New Year period, just for the arts anyway, for the Old School, we've found it. I'm sure everyone else is super busy, you know, in terms of restaurants and cafes and bars and whatnot. But, yeah, so, and of course everyone that is putting on those events are our local artists. So
and volunteers as well.
Not available, then, yeah. So it's kind of quite good because it gives us a little break here at the Old School and all our volunteers too as well. So, yeah, the office is going to be closed from the 20th, from Friday this Friday, and then reopen again on the 4th of January.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think you've got an exhibition starting straight after that, have you?
An exhibition?
Miranda.
Yes, Miranda. I haven't got her information, but yes, she is putting on an exhibition as well.
She's a local artist anyway, that's what I know about her.
Yes, yep. So Miranda's one of our stall holders from the market too as well, and she is one of our local artists. And yes, she'll be having an exhibition in the new year. And then I guess one of the first things that's happening when we do start back up again as well is the market is not our regular events, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of our regular events are on hold too as well. So that's Pilates, they'll be back in February.
Yep.
13. The ukulele group, they'll be back on the 11th of January. The Clay Shed Members Night, that is normally on weekly, that'll be closed December 28th and January the 4th.
Yep.
The men's group, they'll be back 11th of January. Kariwa Cultures, they'll start in February. The Raglan Art Group, they'll start in February, and backgammon as well. The monthly backgammon will start back up in February as well.
There's a lot of different activities. They're just making use of the facilities there.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's great. There's a lot of different workshop, you know, people hiring the building for, you know, their own, like, workshop activities and events.
That's
really cool to see.
What about the Live and Local monthly event? Is that off in February as well, and January as well?
Yes, so that's having a break for January again because it was a little bit challenging trying to pin down local musicians and artists for the month of January.
Yep.
You know, everyone's sort of like, oh, well, there's festivals on and there's different things on.
Yep.
Yeah, the month of January is a really busy time for local musicians and performers in general. There is another music event happening on Thursday the 19th of January, that's Bird Feeder.
Bird Feeder?
And that is a common, they're a Wellington art rock trio. They have a sort of bold, theatrical, lots of visuals. They've released an EP, The Vile Isle.
Is there a support act?
Support act is Dolly and the Hooves.
Are they local? Are they local?
Yes, feels, I can't actually talk about that. Penny, we need to talk to Penny.
It feels like they are, which I know that's not a very reliable way to go about this, but let's just say they are.
Yeah, I have heard them. I know that they've played for at Live and Local.
Yeah.
I haven't actually seen them.
There we go.
Yeah.
And you mentioned before that the market, there's markets are on again in the new year?
Yeah, so there's two markets. There's the regular market, which is on the Sunday, the 8th of January.
Yep.
And then another additional market, which will be a retro vintage market on the Sunday, the 29th of January. So still the same flavoured rag and creative market, but this is an additional little theme to it with some extra vintage and retro holder activity going on.
What about movies through January? Jacqueline, have you got some of those?
Yes, the long-awaited Fina is coming along. That's on Friday the 6th of January. This is about the trailblazing Māori leader, Dame Whina Cooper.
Who plays her?
It is Rena Owen.
Oh, from the Warriors. From the she was in the Warriors. Once were Warriors.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. There's a lot of James Rolleston's in there. There's a lot of Kiwi talent actors in there.
Oh, look at that. Yes. I'm looking at the same. I'm probably looking at the same thing you are, which is kind of cheating. But Wicked of Time stuff gave them 4.5 out of 5 stars. Sounds like a good film.
Yeah, the trailer looks awesome. And it's an amazing story too as well.
So when's that? When are you showing that?
That's on Friday the 6th of January and Saturday the 21st of January.
Okay. And what do you play these if they sell out and there seems to be a lot of demand, do you play them again later on?
Yes, we do. Yeah. Which is always our known too as well with visitors in town too as well. So, yes, definitely. So yeah, we just keep screening them until they put on additional screenings, so they just call them our pop up screenings or they get scheduled in.
Yeah.
Other movies? Another one is another final screening of When the Cows Come Home. This is another New Zealand this is a New Zealand documentary. It's about an unusual life of a musician, journalist, artist, and a cow whisperer. And he's a Cambridge farmer, Andrew Johnson.
Did you say cow whisperer?
Cow whisperer. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
The trailer's lovely when you actually watch it. When I was last at the films, we had the trailer going and actually got cut out a little bit, 3/4 of the way through it, and everyone just said, oh, what happened to the cow farmer? But, you have to come along to watch the movie to see what happens to the cow farmer. But it's very peaceful. Cows are very docile, very,
peaceful.
Yeah, so, peaceful animal.
And that's the last showing, and when is that again?
That's on Saturday the 7th of January.
Okay. And you've got more movies than that, though, I think.
There's another two really good movies, The Road Dance. This is about... this is based on a true story. It's about life in the Scottish Hebrides, which is a really harsh environment. Mm. And it's kind of a love story. It's about when the Great War changes and... two of the main actors, Kirsty and Murdo, who is, they're sort of in love. He's transcripted off into the war.
World War One, the Great War, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the Great War. Yeah, so that's looking really good. And the other one is with one of my favourite actors, Javier Bardem, The Good Boss. And that's screening on Saturday, 21st of January. This is Spanish with English subtitles. Javier Bardem, he leads a corporate, it's a corporate comedy, and it's a satire that tracks a manipulative factory owner as he tries to resolve any problems from his workers before a visit by a committee that could give his company an award for excellence. Again, the trailers are all on our website, and I encourage anyone that is wanting to come to the movies or interested about movies to watch there. They're the official movie trailers, so they always give a really good snapshot.
Yeah.
Of what to expect from the film. So that's more than what it is that I could say about it, but yeah.
Yeah, and there's one other thing I think we wanted to talk about. Oh, the Clay Fest.
Yes, we have the Best West Clay Fest happening. And this is going to be a really fun day that Sarah Bing, our local ceramic sculptor, is organising. That's on Saturday. That's Auckland Anniversary Weekend. It's 10 till 3 p.m. It's free. It's a 100% local festival with something for everyone. And it's just celebrating all our ceramic arts, all our potters that are here in the clay shed, and invitation to all of the whangarau community to come along and get involved in what's happening in the clay shed.
I'm looking at the poster we've got here, and there's a thing called the Clay Olympics. Are you able to explain what that might be?
We're going to have to get Sarah along to tell a little bit more about what's happening with the Clay Olympics. But Sarah, I'm just reading as well what she's got here. Enter the Clay Olympics, which is open to anyone to compete in events like pull the longest handle, throw the tallest cylinder, and throw the most of your chosen shape off the hump.
Okay.
So you'll get a little demo beforehand too as well.
Okay, that does sound like a fair bit of fun. And I know that I don't think I'm going to be here, but I'm going to try and get someone to interview Sarah just before that.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Cool. That'd be great. There's going to be food, fresh juices, there'll be music. It'll all be behind where the back of the kindergarten and the lovely little grass zone underneath the oak tree and also, of course, in the clay shed. There's going to be a great big art project with a huge big pile of clay for everyone to get stuck in, making a little village out of local mud. You can go in and you can make a bowl to sort of like eat your breakfast in. So yeah, there's going to be lots going on in there. But yeah, it'd be great to be able to have a chat with Sarah about that.
And you, how long are you off for, Jacqueline?
Well, we'll be back about the 4th of January.
Okay.
So it's about a week and a half, I think it is, about 10, 11 days.
Oh, this is a short break.
Looking forward to that, yeah. One other thing too as well, actually. We've got Art to Wear, 20 years of Art to Wear is happening next year. I know that seems a long way away, May 2023, but the categories have been announced and it's just time to get thinking caps on and ideas flowing. So you can check in on the Art to Wear website, look at the sections. And important dates to remember that we're looking for expressions of interest by the end of March.
Yep.
So yeah, between now and then, have a think about what you could be getting creative with, and looking to put an entry in by May. So there'll be more about that coming on over the next couple of months when we get back together again, Aaron.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll talk to you about that in February. Be the perfect time to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, Jacqueline, thanks for your time all through the year, and I look forward to continuing our chats next year.
Definitely. And, yeah, have a lovely Christmas to everyone in the Whangaroa community and to you and everyone at the station. Thank you for all the hard work that you and all the DJ team do.
Oh, yeah, no, we enjoy it, Jacqueline, we enjoy it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, see you later.
Okay, thanks a lot, bye.
Hey, folks, that was a pre-recorded interview there with Jacqueline. Did that yesterday. Played now for you, and I've got more details about the Art to Wear as well, because we didn't talk about it much there, but I've just pulled up on their Facebook page, and there's a new section this year. It's a kaleidoscope. What does that say? Color kaleidoscope. Kaleidoscope, yes, that is it. So that's one of the sections. I'll give you the other sections as well. Time and Motion, Forest Flora, and Suit Yourself, and I think color must be another section. Children's section 2 is called Wing It. So that's going to be in May, 27th of May 2023. So you've got lots of time to get ready, but good to start thinking about it. And they've got some pictures on their Facebook page of what kaleidoscope might consist of. Give you a bit of inspiration. Looks pretty good. Yeah. All right. There's some details for you there. Find out more. Now, we've reached the end of the show for the day. I have one more show to go, and we'll be starting that at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Or if you're listening to the replay on Friday morning already, it's going to start very soon. But for those of you listening on Thursday, I'll see you all again tomorrow.